Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Open Line Thursday to everybody in D.C., Maryland, the Commonwealth of Virginia, wherever you may be listening on the Odyssey app. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes. I'm coming to you from Montgomery County, Maryland, from my office. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Rough life, Cakes. Rough life.
I did get an extra hour of sleep. I'm not going to say it's a terrible thing.
An hour at that time of the day is like getting 5 hours.
Pretty much is. Also joined by John Paul Flame.
What's up, Cakesy? Montgomery County, 2 hours delay for the kiddies.
I saw that live. It came across my phone last night.
My son gets butt-sized.
Of course.
Classes her.
They love it.
Really fast. Turbo classes.
They love delays.
I don't get that.
Cancellations.
I mean, the delay, it's raining now, and the snow's coming later, so why would they delay it 2 hours?
Right. I don't know.
I think they anticipated, Jason, maybe some treatment on the roads beforehand. The problem is, I don't think you treat the roads, now I'm not an expert, when it's raining because it washes away.
Generally, that's yes. In my limited knowledge of road treatment and pre-snow treatment, I believe that is true. I believe that's the case. But look, I don't know anything about treating roads. I don't know Zippy. I do know the boys from Bit Season, Matt and Matt, are behind the glass. They're both here today. A new episode should be coming your way in mere hours. Good morning, Matt Valdez.
Morning, Cakes. By the way, order your Valentine's Day cameos at Junk's Producer, so on cameos.
Very good. I mean, Valentine's Day is what, about
roughly a month?
Yeah, you got plenty of time to order.
Very good.
You can also order a copy of Still Barking for Valentine's Day. I have plenty in my office.
Yes. Order two or three while you're at it.
That would be fantastic.
And Drab T-shirt is here as well.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello, Drab.
Live and ready to rock.
Drabby.
Drabby, I got to tell you, even though he gets limited run, I'm becoming a fan of your Gonzaga guy, Corey Kispert.
Hey, Kispert's played awesome the last month.
I think he's been playing really well.
He's double digits every night.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he had double digits last night. Now, he's getting limited run. There's a million forwards on the Washington Wizards. But watching them in person, he impressed me. And then watching him yesterday in his limited minutes, kid just knows how to play. Like, he blends in. Like, he's not going to be a ball hog. He knocked down threes. I don't think he hit a three last night.
No, I didn't.
But he just knows how to play. And I think I looked at the box last night. Almost everybody on the Wizards was, like, in the minus territory, in the plus minus, if you put any stock into it. And I think Kispert was in the plus.
Well, he only played 14 minutes. And I didn't see that much last night. So I don't know if it was some garbage time. But the last month or so, he started out super slow, but he does know what he's doing. He moves great without the ball. He
yes.
flows in the offense. He's a good guy to have out there.
He's probably a good dude, too.
He seems like a very nice guy.
Is there any chance we could procure a Drab T-shirt, a Kispert jersey? Do they even make those?
Well, they should.
They probably
should. Just give him a headband.
Rock
they start rocking a headband like Corey Kispert.
What number is he? Is he 24? What number is he?
Yeah.
The headband is strictly for the guys that have dreamy hair. Like Drab and I, we can't do headbands.
Well, Alex Caruso wears a headband.
That's true. Yeah,
but it doesn't look great.
For the Bulls.
I think you have to have a nice, wavy, dreamy head of hair to make the headband really work for you. Otherwise, I think it's a detriment to the Baldies, personally.
I don't know. I like him. He only played 14 minutes. He was plus four. I guess there were a few guys. And plus, they were all kind of the bench guys. Yeah. Love Montrezl Harrell. If you watch the end of the game, it was a disappointment in that the Wizards lost 119 to 118. But on the Nets' last possession, Harrell kind of came out of nowhere and had a block shot. And then he gets up off the ground, runs the length of the court as Kuzma shoots a potential game-winning three, which goes off the back rim. Harrell's in position to tap the ball and a long rebound to Dinwiddie for another desperation three, which he missed.
Right.
So they ended up losing a tough game. But I don't know. I watched a lot of the game, and I was like, man, I kind of like Kispert. But there's such a glut of forwards on that team. Like Kuzma, I don't think he's an all-star. They're trying to kind of make an all-star push on NBC Sports Washington for Kyle Kuzma.
No, he's not.
But you've got Kuzma. You've got KCP, who to me is really a guard, but he's out there with other guards. So they list him as a forward. And then you got Avdija, Harrell, Bertans, Hachimura.
Yeah.
They have a ton of forwards, and they're trying to play them all right now. But I kind of like Kispert.
Well, Kispert is, in the month of January, averaging about 10 a game. So that's up a couple points from December. So he's getting a little bit more runs, scoring a little more points.
He's only 22. By the way, that game definitely had some controversy last night.
Oh, yeah.
With the whoever it was from the Nets sitting on the bench, just reaching out and deflecting the ball.
The assistant coach.
Yeah, as it was getting passed to Kyle Kuzma. I mean, what was going on there?
I've always wondered, first of all, fans are very close to the actual court. All right, now they pay a ton of money for those seats. I get it. But there's not much space between the fans and then the players on the court. And then the players who are on the bench, if they're standing up, in fact, if you watch the slow motion of the play which Cakes is referring to, there was a Brooklyn Nets bench player whose foot was on the court. Huh. So he's on the court. And then the assistant coach who was sitting down, it's a pass right down the sideline to Kuzma, who's open for either a corner three or to drive to the basket. And the guy just puts his hand out to deflect the pass.
Right.
And the referee is actually looking at it and doesn't call anything.
It looked but intentional, too. Now, I can understand that from time to time, there's going to be some incidental contact with either a player, a coach, or a fan. Because, as you mentioned, they're sitting so close. Like, some jerk is, like, drab, is going to spill his nachos all over the floor.
Right.
Like, it's just going to happen. Or the ball's going to hit somebody in the face. Like, it'll happen incidentally from time to time. But when somebody just looks like they intentionally are reaching out to deflect the ball to deflect it from getting to one of the Wizards players, that's a problem.
What'd they call there? Did they call a technical?
They didn't call anything.
Called nothing.
Oh, wow.
And the Wizards players were bitter.
You got to call a tech there.
Yeah. You got to go back to the tape, watch it a few times, and get the call
so
right.
So that was Nets assistant David Vanterpool.
Correct.
And he reached out during the play.
Former Wizard, I believe.
I think he was, yeah.
He was a Wizard. Locke was.
I mean, you got to call something. So he just thought that the ball was going to go out of bounds. That's why he just reached out and caught
it. Maybe it was just instinctive and just he thought the ball was heading out.
Yeah, I mean, that's interference.
Yeah.
You're interfering with the play, live play. Got to call a tech there, ref. I mean, what are you doing? But 119-118 loss for the Wiz. So they dropped to 23-22, 13-9 at home. Of course, KD's out, so he wasn't playing for the Nets last night. But Kyrie had 30.
Aldridge had a big game, and that's kind of unexpected.
I know, it really is. 27. When's the last time he had 27 in a game? Jesus.
I think Drew Gooden does a good job, but it was tilting me. I don't know if you noticed this, Cakes. He kept calling him Aldridge throughout the telecast.
Hey, everybody
and
has.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe I've issues. Been wrong his entire career and he is LaMarcus Aldridge.
I don't think
but
so.
But it was tilting me. Because I've always known him as Aldridge.
No. When 7 billion other people on the planet pronounce it Aldridge and then one person pronounces it Aldridge, you're in the right camp. It's just, I guess, a stumbling block for
you
him.
You didn't notice that?
I didn't watch that much of the game
okay.
where I would have noticed it.
You were watching Yellow Jackets or something else.
I saw bits and pieces.
I get it. You were watching Game of Jones or something.
I was watching Succession.
Okay.
You're close. You're very close.
By the way, that is Aldridge's season high, 27.
Yes. Just checking. Of course it is. Yeah. What is LaMarcus Aldridge's career earnings? I'm going to guess. Can you look that up for me? I'm going to guess.
I will.
I think he took a lesser deal, like a one-year deal with the Nets. I'm going to say he's made – and he's a really good player.
I mean, he's been an all-star several times.
I wouldn't say he's a great player. Really good player. He's made $210 million.
Yeah, he settled cakes for just $2.6 million.
Right. He's getting nubbed.
This year.
He was drafted.
By the way, he was drafted in 2006.
You know what that is in the NBA? That's the producer's cameo money. is what that salary is.
I think you nailed it. What was your guess?
$210 million.
Yeah, you must have seen it somewhere because you nailed it.
Is that what he's made?
According to Goog.
I see 213 on SpotRac. But either way, very close cakes. Look, there was a time where he was making over $20 million a year for four straight years.
You better have some money left in the bank.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in that stratosphere, I know that we always say it's seemingly impossible to run out of your money. But if you're making 20 mil plus for four straight years, I mean, unless you're the world's biggest donkey donk, you should have some money.
The guy clearly likes to hoop because he makes that $80 million for 4 years. Then he makes a paltry $16.75 million in the final year of a deal. And then he settled for $878,340 to play with the Nets.
By the way, last night in the NBA, there was a couple things. First of all, Embiid had 50 points in 27 minutes.
Yeah.
And they beat the Magic by, I don't know, by 15 or so. But he had 50 and went to the free throw line 17 times. 50 in 27 minutes.
Well, he had over 20 points in two quarters, Jason.
That's incredible.
So two individual quarters, he had 20 points. And I watched an interview. I was up late last night. I pulled kind of a late nap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back to the nap game cakes.
Nap game is strong.
The late nap makes you end up not being sleepy, and I was watching NBA Game Time with Jason's boy, John Barry, was on there with our guy Chris Miles and Steve Smith, and they kind of bounce around. It's kind of red zone-y. They bounce around from game to game, but they also show recaps, and Embiid was doing an interview, and he was kind of joking about it. He was like, I could have gone for like Kobe's number had he played more.
Yeah, I mean, if he plays 40 minutes or 43 minutes, something like that, he probably has 70.
But while I was watching that, Jokic was playing.
Yeah, trip
Take
dub.
A look at Jokic's line for the Denver Nuggets last night.
Well, there were three trip dubs last night, including Joker. He had 49, 14, and 10. Is that good? Is that a good fantasy night?
I think it's pretty good for the fantasy team that I'm in with Jason that I don't really ever look at.
I told you, you never do.
I think I'm languishing like in eighth place. My team stinks on ice. Yep. So Joker put up a good line for
me. Who else had a trip dub? One of the balls, right?
Yeah, Mello had a trip dub. I think he had 15, 10, and 10. And then there was one other one.
Maybe Luka?
Luka had a good game. Luka had 41, but I don't know if he had a trip dub. I think there was another trip dub. But anyway, also in the, speaking of former Wiz players, Russell Westbrook was benched with 3 minutes to go.
Saw that.
Because he was awful, and he couldn't hit a shot, and he was terrible defensively. And then he left the court with 9 seconds to play. Frank Vogel said...
Rick Westbrook.
Frank Vogel said, yeah, we've been talking about benching him late in games because he's been so bad late in games. So they finally pulled him with 2 or 3 minutes left. He left the court with 9 seconds to go. Media came in to talk to him after the game. He was MIA. He was gone. He left the arena. He said,
JP, were you sad your guy got benched?
Well, look, I liked Russell Westbrook here in Washington. I don't really care that much about him elsewhere. Most people thought it was a curious move by the Lakers to add a ball-dominant guy like Russell Westbrook to a team that has LeBron James. LeBron James, I don't care. Like, they've started playing him at center now as they've gone small with Anthony Davis out. Doesn't matter what position they call LeBron James. He basically plays point guard, right? So,
yeah.
Westbrook is not great off the ball.
Well,
he's just not.
LeBron wanted him.
Well, it's a bad move.
Of course.
For them.
Well, we kind of knew it was going to be a bad move.
Yeah, I can't find the third trip.
Oh, I think it was Sabonis.
Oh, there it is. It is Sabonis. But I did want to point out, since EB's not here, as I was watching the coverage on the NBA channel and they're bouncing around, the Houston Rockets, who stink, Although I watched them beat the Wizards in person.
Right.
They got another win last night. And Garrison Matthews at 23.
Nice. Oh, he's on my squad, too. He's on my He's probably on your bench. Is. Good point. I need to go look at my personnel.
The EB's guy, Garrison Matthews, lighting it up for the Rockets with 23 points.
That guy's a streaky shooter. He'll get you 20-plus one night. He'll get you a donut.
I can't tell you how many times the Utah Jazz has been a huge favorite, Drabby, and especially on the money line, and I'm putting money line parlays in, and the Jazz F me every single time.
Well, so you got to cut him out.
Rudy Gobert hates you.
I know Mitchell wasn't playing last night. He's in concussion protocol, but they were a huge favorite. And again, I've been saying this for years. There are certain teams on certain nights that just say, we're out. Right. We don't feel like playing tonight.
We'll be there physically.
And we're going to let Garrison Matthews go for 25.
Right. How much was your play?
I don't put a lot of money up, believe me. If I did, I'd be dirt poor.
you'd be destitute. Can't have that.
I mean, it's been happening all year. And the Jazz have screwed me at least three or four times.
It's very strange, JP. He's a degenerate gambler. We all know this. I kind of am too. But he has a governor on it somewhat. Like, he doesn't bet big.
Right.
He bets a lot, but he keeps a cap on the bets, which is smart.
I would have put, look, Utah at home.
Oh, yeah,
losing to the Rockets?
They were minus 750 or something like that on the money line.
And it's not like Utah played poorly offensively. Bobo Drano had 29 for you.
I know. They just decided not to guard anybody.
Yep. That's what happened.
They lost to the Pistons earlier in the year. That's the other one. They lost to the Pistons earlier in the year about a month ago.
Brutal.
And the Pistons have 9 or 10 wins at the time, and they lost to them. That was another game they screwed me. I can't pick the NBA. I don't know why I do it.
All right, if you want to join the Junks on an open line Thursday, here is the number on the Gambit DC listener lines, 800-636-1067. Maybe you bet on a heavy money line favorite and lost last night. You can tell us about that. Wiz, lose a close one to the Nets. We can talk about the upcoming divisional round of the NFL playoffs and more on an open line Thursday here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Junks on an Open Line Thursday. Coming up later in the show, we'll be joined by Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals to talk about their win, their first overtime win of the season.
They're in Boston tonight, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct.
Taking the Bruins tonight, 7:30 maybe? 7:38.
Hope they keep the heater going, get a two-game win streak going.
Right.
And Jason Lockefour will join us at 9 a.m., talk some NFL playoffs and more
with
him.
By the way, here are the updated numbers on those playoff games. And they're four really good games this weekend. Obviously, the wild card weekend, the super wild card weekend was just a bust because, I don't know, maybe maybe two of the six were good games.
Right.
I think the ratings, particularly in that Dallas 49ers game, were through the roof.
I heard it was 41 million. Think about that. But wouldn't you guys agree? I mean, for the most part, those games were duds. I mean,
yes.
The San Francisco Dallas.
Four out of six were basically not competitive.
Yeah. But your Cincinnati-Tennessee game is now Tennessee laying 3.5. They're minus 190 on the money line. 47 is the total. Derrick Henry's going to be back for that game. He did pass the contact portion of practice this week. So he's going to play. Who knows how much he's going to play, but he's going to play. And then San Francisco Dallas, or San Francisco and Green Bay, 8:15 game Saturday night at 6:47. We talked about the weather yesterday. I haven't checked the updated forecast, but it's not going to be great. And this is a huge game for Rodgers because, you know, I think he might win MVP. It'll be him or Brady. But he's never beaten the 49ers in the playoffs. He's 0-for. Now, he did beat them this year in the regular season, but, you know, he made an unbelievable pass to Davante Adams late in that game with about 40 seconds left to set up a field goal. But he's never beaten San Francisco. Nobody thinks San Francisco can win. I don't think they're going to win, but this is just a big game for his legacy. He knows it. And I think this is Rodgers' year. If he's going to do it, this is the year to do it. And I think he'll beat San Francisco. But this is a big, big game for him. He's about one. I think he's 1-3, maybe 1-4 in NFC championships. So if he gets to this one, this will be his fifth or sixth NFC championship. I don't know. I just think it's a big year for him, big game.
You want to get out of that territory where Peyton Manning was for a long time, where he only had the one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you get kind of dubbed as this great regular season player, but not a great postseason player.
Yeah.
And Peyton ended up with just two. And I know that maybe he didn't deserve the second one because he didn't, you know, by then he wasn't playing particularly great. Mm-hmm. But he lifted that Denver Broncos team to two Super Bowls in four seasons. You saw the difference he was in Denver.
Yeah.
But you just don't want to be, look, he's got one Super Bowl. Dan Marino never even got one. So he's got one.
But you think,
but I think you
more.
Want to get at least to that two territory if you're Aaron Rodgers. Because, like, Eli's there. Ben Roethlisberger's there with two. There's a little separation if you can get to two Super Bowls.
By the way, can you even imagine this as a Washington football team fan, just this last three-year stretch, if you're a Packers fan? Now, I know they haven't broken through and won a Super Bowl, but in 2019, they were 13-3. In 2020, they were 13-3. And in 2021, they were 13-4. Now, of course, a lot of that has to do with the fact that they have Aaron Rodgers still basically in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just think of just that three-year window. Washington hasn't seen anything like that maybe ever.
Well,
certainly not
cakes.
The last 25 years.
Unfathomable.
Well, just think about how many quarterbacks the Packers have had in the last 30 years and then how many quarterbacks Washington's had in the last 30 years.
Right. There's a direct correlation between those numbers and your final records.
But they're awful cocky if they think they can repeat what they did with the transition from Favre to Rodgers. If they think they can pull it off from Rodgers to Love.
Oh, I think they realize that it's there's going to be a drop-off.
They got hooked.
Once Rodgers leaves.
They just got absolutely hooked. The Patriots obviously got hooked. Tampa got hooked because Brady went to Tampa. Some teams just get hooked with the quarterback play, and Washington struggles to put a guy out there for more than 2 years.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. It is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. So I saw something yesterday, and I had this idea for today's show. We have tickets to give away to the Zach Brown Band. Jiffy Lube Live, August 27th. I guess tickets go on sale on Friday, January 21st, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And we've done box score breakdown on the show.
Yep.
But this will be a little bit different. Inspired by this news story, and Valdez, you can chime in, Jeopardy, and Valdez is a big Jeopardy stan.
Big nerd.
Is going to be releasing box scores now from their episodes. For example, Amy, I don't follow Jeopardy. Apparently, she's been on a roll. 31 wins, Jason Bishop. 31 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can see in these box scores, not only the information about the questions that they're answering, but they're making public the lock-in or buzzer data. So you find out that Amy attempted to buzz in 46 times in the single and double Jeopardy rounds, and she was successful 32 times. And she gave the correct answer 30 times. So 30 for 32.
It's pretty good.
Once she buzzed in.
Very solid.
So here's my idea. And maybe we can do this at 7:45 and 9:45 because I believe we have two pair of tickets to give away to Zach Brown Band. Is it Zach Brown Band or the Zach Brown Band?
I'm not a big fan of Zach Brown.
So I think I've been throwing in an unnecessary the.
I would just go with Zach Brown Band. I know that, yes, like Dave Matthews Band fans are very particular. Like if you call them the Dave Matthews Band, like guys like Brett get very Rick.
No the in the title.
No the. It's just Zach Brown Band.
Okay.
So it's much like Dave Matthews Band.
So 7:45.
Well, if you think I don't get sized for their song Homegrown, who they play on College Game Day every single week.
I'm sure nice. You do.
I love
actually,
that.
Actually, 7:45, we've got actually, we can do 7:45 and 9:45 because Eller's at 8:45.
Correct.
We'll do a Junkies box score breakdown. I'm not going to tell you what's in it.
All right.
But this is an example of what I've jotted down so far. Mm-hmm. The boys behind the glass have mentioned Cameo once. I've mentioned Still Barking once, which was on the heels of that. And Jason has lamented a bad beat once.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a little Junkies box score. I'm keeping track.
Just based on what we've talked about during the week, during
correct.
The show. I got you.
Inspired by Jeopardy.
Very good. And this is the listeners pitting against each other to try to win Zach Brown Band tickets.
Correct.
Got it.
So right, 7:45, okay. 9:45. It is open line Thursday. Drabby, have you screened these calls?
Real quick, I just wanted to say.
No.
I wanted to say that we've established it's a huge game for Aaron Rodgers. It's also a huge game on Sunday for who? Matt Stafford.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge game for Matt Stafford because Matt Stafford got his first playoff win last week against the awful Cardinals. And that, you know, Sean McVay, he hitched his wagon to Matt Stafford, traded multiple number one picks and said, this is my guy. This is the guy I think I can win a Super Bowl with. Going into Tampa, Tampa's banged up. They might not have their best offensive lineman, which I think will be huge. Fournette, still doubtful. So they're going to, you know, the Godwin's out, obviously. So if they're going to beat Tampa and Tom Brady, this is the week to do it. So I think it's a huge game for Stafford as well.
Tampa's gotten healthy, though. Mm-hmm. They got Levante David back on defense. They got JPP back on defense.
I'm just saying, offensively,
like you mentioned, Fournette's coming back.
Well, I don't know if Fournette's coming back. He's still listed as doubtful.
Okay. I was under the impression that he was going to come back this week.
He may, but he's had limited practice time.
Arians got fined $50,000 for that slapping of the helmet.
Yeah, I didn't think it was... Did you think it was $50,000 fine worthy? I guess it's just you got to establish ground rules and parameters where you can't like physically contact your players. I guess that's the meaning behind it.
Yeah, you can't touch the guys. I mean, it was mild.
Didn't he use his elbow? He almost did like an MMA move.
It looked like he kind of slapped his helmet. I don't know if he uses his elbow or his
hand. By the way, I just laugh every time I see Arians. He wears so much like tech gear. Like I know that other coaches probably wear it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like tell him when to buzz in and to talk to whoever up in the box. But I think the other coaches wear it better. Like he wears it like he's got a big like thing on his chest. He's got stuff hanging all off him.
It's almost
on all
belt.
Parts of his body. He just looks weird.
It's just old foginess.
He just doesn't wear the tech right.
He looks like an old man.
He, you know what he is? He's the classic guy who would have that case like attached to his belt loop, and he'd snap his phone into the case and wear it on the outside of his pants. That's Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
I would agree.
Looks like a big dork.
And he's got the personality of a tire.
It's been established. He is a horrible radio guest.
He came out to Lane Stadium at Virginia Tech before the Notre Dame game because he's a Tech grad.
Yeah.
And they were honoring him for his days at Tech, and he was trying to get the crowd all pumped up for the game. He was terrible. He was awful.
He's a terrible hype man.
Oh,
I believe
it. He was the worst.
You don't see me over here going, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second.
But, yeah, I do agree. He's got some awful sweatshirt-wearing
bad
skills.
Look.
And he got hooked. Look, he got hooked. He was coaching them with Jameis. They were mediocre.
Right.
And he gets hooked with Tom Brady, and they win a Super Bowl. And I was looking back. The name of his book, he came on our show to promote his book.
Right.
It was called The Quarterback Whisperer, How to Build an Elite NFL Quarterback. He didn't build Tom Brady.
No.
Who else has he worked with? Hasn't he worked with Peyton Manning and Ben Roethlisberger? Do you think he made those guys, or they were on a Hall of Fame track before they ever ran across
of course they were.
Bruce Arians?
Of course.
Hooked.
He's been touched by God when it comes to quarterbacks. He's been so lucky.
So he was with Roethlisberger as well, right? Is that what you mentioned?
Yeah,
he's been with
the OC
Manning,
in Pittsburgh,
Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, and then maybe you give him credit for helping out Carson Palmer. Like, Carson Palmer, I think, was better under Arians than he was under anybody else. But all of those guys were silly before, silly during, and silly after Bruce Arians.
Right. He felt zippy.
Maybe he made them better. Who knows?
Maybe.
No idea. I mean, he's been coaching forever. Got to have something, you know, there's got to have some skills there to coach since you were 25 years old.
Well, let's just say this. If he ever puts out another book and he contacts Drab or Valdez to appear on the show, that's going to be the quickest no ever.
Yeah, Drab, you know, we're not booking Bruce Arians anymore.
It's going to be a no thanks.
All right.
Been down that road.
Big sure. name, but terrible guest. Anyway, so real quick, so the Tampa Bay Bucks lay 3, that totals 48.5, and then Buffalo, Kansas City, this is a big game, 6:30 Sunday night, just massive. A lot of people think Josh Allen's going into Kansas City and winning. I'm not so sure. And it's Kansas City laying 2 and 54.5. Do you guys think Buffalo goes into KC and wins?
I think they have a chance. I mean, I'd put it like 30% right now.
Really?
It's not great, but I mean, you take a 30% chance on the road.
I think it might even be higher.
Well, Vegas
but
odds
I think
are KC
is going to win.
I mean, the money line is 130 for Kansas City. It's basically a pick 'em. You think that 70% chance Kansas City wins?
I'm spitballing. It's a single play.
I go 60%, Jason.
Drabby, do you like Buffalo or Kansas City in that matchup?
I like Kansas City. I just think they're more consistent, despite what Ben Volin said yesterday, the last second half of the season. I mean, they just score an unbelievable amount of points. And the Bills had a rocky second half. They lost a bunch of games. So, I don't know. I mean, they've looked good
the
last few weeks, but you got to go into Arrowhead.
Bills did beat them by 18 in the first matchup.
Yeah, but
I
lean KC,
different.
And it's a very simple analysis. Like, let's say Mahomes and Allen call it even. Let's say it's a wash, right? But who's more explosive offensively? Stephon Diggs is really good, or Tariq Hill? And I know Knox is okay, but Kelsey's better. Like, I think the weapons are just better for KC.
Well, here's the deal. The Buffalo Bills have the number one ranked defense in the league. So that's where the edge would be on Buffalo's end. I would agree with you. Kansas City's more explosive.
Defense. Yeah. Get out of here with defense. They're going to score 80 points.
Defense has nothing to do with a playoff game, really. That's where the edge could be for Buffalo. It's just their defense and their pass rush and their secondary. Could cause some problems for Kansas City like they did in the regular season.
All right, if you want to weigh in on the NFL playoffs, you're welcome to do so throughout an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Don't forget, coming up a bit later at 8:45, Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals and Jason Lockenfora joins us at 9 to talk NFL playoffs.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So if you're considering a player prop on Josh Allen this weekend, might want to go back and look and see what he did last time he faced the Chiefs. 315 passing yards, rushed for nearly 60, had 59 on the ground, and four total touchdowns in that game. So, I don't know. Those props might be looking a little bit tasty if you think Josh Allen's going to do the same sort of thing in the playoffs as he did during the regular season.
Well, how did he do last year when they played in Kansas City?
I don't have those numbers on me. I'm just looking at the most recent performance.
He was 28 for 48 for 287. Did have a couple touchdowns.
Yeah.
Did throw a pick. He ran for a bunch of yards, too. But they did. The defense was not good last year when they played him, when they lost by 14. So.
Right.
You guys are right. It could be a high-scoring game. I just think Buffalo's defense is going to come to play, and they're not going to allow 42 like Pittsburgh did to Kansas City.
So you betting on the Bills?
I might, yeah.
Hedging still.
How am I hedging?
You said you might.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see how I feel on Sunday. I mean, that's
it's
Sunday
early.
Night.
Yeah, I mean, we're Thursday, JP. I mean, I got to feel these things out.
I got to worry about first-round matchups at the American Express on the PGA Tour today. I can't even think about Sunday yet.
I got to get my golfers in. Got to get them in.
I see you're wearing your Terps beanie.
I am, yes.
Dude, it's a rough year for the Terps Hoops team. And
it's
not
great.
Weren't they preseason top 25?
Yes. I think they were ranked when I went to see them at Xfinity, and they lost to George Mason.
Right.
I think they were ranked, like, they might have been like ranked 21, somewhere in that range.
And I understand, look, you've had some adversity when your coach leaves in the middle of the season.
Right.
Whether he was forced out or decided to leave, whatever the deal was, Danny Manning takes over, and we had him on the show. Nice guy. They've got, what, one win in the Big Ten?
One win. That was against Northwestern. I think that was a double OT affair, too.
I mean, they scored 59 against Rutgers after that.
Ayala's having a good year, right? The senior point guard.
Yeah, but
other
than
that, the new guys who were kind of hyped up, and I don't follow recruiting, but they really haven't done anything, right?
Well,
they're just not that talented.
Turge may want to swing by the D.C. and tell Patrick Ewing he can hop in the back seat, too, because things are not going very well for Georgetown either.
Now, Ewing hasn't even been coaching, right? He's in protocol.
I think he's been out for, like, the last, I want to say, two games
or so. And they missed a few games. But, yeah, it's been rough for the Georgetown Hoyas.
It's been pretty rough for the local Babe Hoop scene.
You could see two entirely new coaching staffs in those schools next year. You're definitely going to see one in Maryland.
Oh,
Georgetown,
yeah.
It's been a while since they've been good. Since JT3.
I haven't watched them that much this year. They've got to play. I think they're playing tonight. I think they're playing Providence tonight. Providence is pretty good.
Providence is ranked, aren't they, like in the top 20, 25, somewhere in that range?
Yeah, I think they're like 15-2.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good. That could, that coaching staff could be in College Park next year, just the name that's been thrown out there, Ed Cooley. But I think Georgetown plays Providence. Georgetown is dead last in the Big East. And I know Georgetown has a pretty good freshman, the Muhammad kid, but again, I mean, you just don't have the overall talent that some of these other teams in the conference have, Maryland included. So Maryland and Georgetown having awful years combined.
GW is struggling too.
They are, although they just beat Mason at home.
But they're 6-11, I believe.
All my daughter, who's a sophomore at Maryland, all she cares about are like the promos for the games. Like what sort of T-shirt is being given away? Like what sort of promos are happening? Like it's already that sort of year.
We had
in College Park.
We had some friends actually pick up Isabella and take her to the Maryland game on Saturday when they played Rutgers.
Yeah,
and there was nobody at the game.
Right.
They were in the third or fourth row behind the Maryland bench. And so we put it on to see if we could see them on TV, and we could because nobody was at the game.
Right.
Right.
And, I mean, they can use the excuse that, oh, kids are still on break. They're not back on campus yet. But, I mean, if you keep getting bludgeoned left and right, I mean, they weren't even competitive in the game on the road at Ann Arbor. I mean, they lost by like 30. I don't know, man. It's just a lost campaign in College
Park. Their next five are Illinois, who they've already lost to, at Rutgers. And Rutgers on the road, they probably won't beat them. Rutgers is actually pretty good in their building.
Yeah.
And then they play Indiana, Michigan State, Ohio State. Iowa.
I'm kind
of
like
EB. Oh, then Purdue. They could lose the rest. They could lose all six of those games.
I'm kind
of
like EB where Rutgers could be 30-0. And they could be like the top-ranked team in the country. I'll always disrespect Rutgers, both in hoops and football. Like they're always historically bad. So even if they're clearly better than the Terps this year, but that's the sort of team that I look at on the schedule, be it football or basketball, and just be like, oh, Rutgers. I mean, that should be a win. That should be a dub.
I thought our guest Tim Doyle yesterday brought up a good point that it's all about now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably for players, where are they going to get the best NIL deal? And that's got to be part of your recruiting package.
Oh, it's got to be first.
You
got to
figure it out.
Absolutely. You can't just bury your head in the sand and act like it doesn't exist. It's not happening. It's happening everywhere.
Well, I'm sure they're doing their best, but I mean, there are a million schools, you know, and there's a million different NIL opportunities. So, you better have a good one if you're going to convince a kid to go to Maryland over, you know, Carolina or UVA or wherever, Duke.
Hey, you need those local College Park businesses to start ponying up.
Loonies.
You better dig in your pocket. Start paying some people.
Or get Kevin Plank to offer, you know, $100,000 internships at Under Armour.
Absolutely. 100%.
I guess you don't even have to offer an internship. Just do a commercial or something.
You just pay them.
Right. Do a commercial and pay them $100,000.
Right. Wear our gear. Hype us up. Do a spot. Here's a nice fat credit in your bank account.
Real quick, let's go to our boy Mo in Largo on an Open Line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time. And installed by experts to last, Window Nation, for your home because it's where you live. What's up, Mo?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Just a question about local collegiate basketball. Why do you think as a whole this area is unable to retain the talent that comes from around here? I mean, if you think about it, for the last 10 to 15 years, our local teams have been garbage.
It's a great question. Look, that was a knock on Turge, that Turge was not recruiting the local kids. And he had Baltimore. He was recruiting Baltimore, but the D.C. kids, for whatever reason, he just wasn't bringing enough of them in. I have no idea. That's a great question.
It's not just Maryland. Not just Maryland. I mean, you look at G-Town. Tech gets a couple, but, I mean, they're not exactly in the DMV. So, I mean, that's a common occurrence amongst all the programs around here. Nobody wants to stay home.
Well, thanks, I'm fellas. Looking at Georgetown's roster. Maybe they're not getting the right guys, but they've got a kid from Temple Hills. They've got another kid from D.C.
I think
they've got another kid from Upper Marlboro. I mean, they've got some local kids. Another one from Potomac.
But they might be
kid.
They might be the you know, the second tier kids
right.
from
there. Might not be top level, the top tier guys.
Look, the AAU programs are big in D.C., like they are all over the country, but especially the ones here in D.C., and there's always connections. They're feeders to certain schools. I mean, Villanova has recruited the area very well, but I think that has a lot to do with it. But it's been a huge issue, especially at Maryland, that they're not keeping the top kids at Maryland. I mean, the kid at DeMatha, Rodney Rice Jr., I mean, he's not going to Maryland. He's going down to Virginia Tech next year, and he can play.
By the way, George Mirasan's kid, George Mirasan, of course, was 7'7 when he played for the Washington Bullets / Wizards.
Yep.
Is 6'10. Do you know how much he weighs?
6'10, I'm going to say 195.
190.
That is rail thin.
Takes your 5'8. How much do you weigh?
I'd be sized to weigh 190. I'd be butt sized to weigh 190. That's kind of the goal. It's in the crosshairs.
Yeah, but Georgie's kid isn't throwing back 3 or 4 Miller Lights a night either.
Hey, that's slander. 3 or 4 is a lot.
All right, 2.
That's reserved for the weekends.
All right, I got you.
Tonight I'll have 1 to 2. Come on, I gotta have you know some wits about me when I wake up. 5'10 tomorrow.
All right. Keep throwing it in my face.
Instead of 4:15.
Well, I wish I woke up at 4:15. How about 3:45?
Whoa.
My body just wakes up. And
Bobby's probably wakes up at like 2:45.
No, it's not that early. Today I woke up at
3:15.
No, I woke up at 3:35 today.
Is that normal or is that late?
Yeah, it's right around normal.
Yeah,
it's anywhere between 3:15 and 3:45. Body just wakes up and I wake up. 6:45
again?
No, I went to bed at 8:15.
Okay. It just sucks to get up at 3:35.
It's not normal.
No, it's 100%
it's not.
No, you're basically a vampire.
I was the only car for about an 8-mile stretch. I was the only car on the toll road today.
Right. Did you feel like a loser being the only one out there?
I was just pondering life.
Yeah, just zone out. I do that all the time.
Didn't even have the radio on. I was just pondering life.
I'll end up in a ditch. Sometimes I don't even know how I get to work because I'm just zoned out the entire drive.
Autopilot like a mug.
Yeah, exactly. Happens to me every morning.
I got to take a break. The number is 800-636-1067 on open line Thursday. The Gambit DC listener lines. Feel free to call us throughout the show. Don't forget Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals coming up at 8:45.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.